everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today is going to be a quick video on how to make chicken tenders. This recipe inspiration comes from my sister Zahida from Dallas, Zahida Mirali. She actually makes this all the time for her son Hani. And she sent me a picture of it last weekend and I was like drooling. So I thought, okay, I have to make these. And I have made these before, but sometimes you just need a reminder to make it again. So we're gonna make two variations of this recipe. One we're gonna fry and the other half I'm going to bake. Because you know, you always wonder how the baked are compared to this. We will be actually be able to see and compare the baked compared to the fried. The oven is on at 400 degrees. Let's go ahead quickly review the ingredients. I've got about 2 pounds of chicken strips here that I've cut in long strips. Some of them about a half inch, some of them are about 1.5. It just depends what kind of chicken you get, chicken tenders you get. Sometimes mine are really thin and sometimes they're thick. So in my chicken, I have marinated it with 1 tablespoon of ginger and garlic. You know, I always use fresh. I've added about 1/2 teaspoon of salt. I've added 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. And I've added about 3/4 teaspoon of lemon pepper, which is this. All right. I have about 1 cup of flour that we're gonna go ahead and season it as well. I just don't like having food that's not seasoned well. So I like it to follow from the inside all the way from the outside, that you're kind of, you know, going and seasoning each step. We have 3 eggs here. We're gonna put them in this bowl. We're gonna whip them up. We're also gonna season that. Excuse me. I have some, about 1.5 cups of panko breadcrumbs that also we're gonna add a little bit of seasoning in there too. So let's season it with a little bit of salt. About 1/2 teaspoon. We're gonna add about 1/2 teaspoon or whatever is left over of my garlic powder. I have my 3 eggs in here. We're gonna season the eggs with a little bit of salt and a little bit of, whoop, that was a lot of lemon pepper, but it should be fine. And you should see my camera person's face was like, ah, that's why I was like, but it should be fine. Cause we eat pretty much very tart food. And then in my breadcrumbs, I'm gonna add some dried parsley. And since I have a lot of lemon pepper in my eggs, I'm not gonna add any lemon pepper in here. So just gonna mix everything up and then we're gonna start dipping. So just mix everything up just like so. And you don't have to add the dried parsley. I just do that because, you know, I love my food colorful. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead, turn my stove on, my oil, and we're gonna start dipping these. So what we're gonna do is take our chicken strip and I'm just gonna use my hand, okay? Dip that really well in our flour. Then we're gonna dip it in the egg and then we're gonna dip it into the panko breadcrumbs, okay? And you just start laying them on a plate. So you take another one, flour, eggs, just let the excess drip out, panko breadcrumbs. All right, so we got our chicken all cooked. We're gonna get this out and I'm gonna let these cool down just a little bit before I do a taste test, because these are hot. So I want you to see here, this is the fried one. This is the baked one. The baked one took about 30 minutes. The fried one, you don't wanna fry more than 5 minutes. It really cooks very quickly. So I'm gonna do a taste test. And I did the taste test for my Gujarati video that I have, that I make for people that speak Gujarati and they don't understand English. And I tried them both. And I was just swept away with the way the baked one tasted. But I don't mind tasting again because I'm starving. So They're delicious. They're soft inside. The chicken is not overcooked, and that's what I'm so happy to say, because we always tend to overcook our chicken, and it's hard and it doesn't taste very good. So sorry about that. I've got so many things going on in the kitchen right now. Now I'm gonna be serving these with homemade French fries. And now I'm gonna give these ones a try, the baked ones a try. And these were in the oven, I don't know if I mentioned it, for about 30 minutes. And I can honestly tell you that there is no difference between the two. Now, the one thing is different. This one, I can taste the garlic a little bit more. And it's probably because when you fry these, I might be losing some garlic in there. This one are excellent. I can taste the garlic in there. But other than the appearance of this being light, the oven baked being light, and the fried ones being a darker shade, really, if you're watching your weight, if you're watching, you don't want to fry a lot, go ahead and stick these in the oven, because I'm just so surprised at how both of them compare so closely as far as the tenderness of the chicken and the crispiness of the chicken. So I hope you guys found this video very informative. I hope that you can make this and serve it to your kids and the adults, because my husband absolutely loved it too, and Sumaya is in love with it. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great video. See you then, friends.